As Aussie school kids head back to school for another year, parents may be faced with quite a few decisions in terms of the technology their children need or are required to have access to. But in a world where many kids are perhaps more tech savvy than mum or dad, it can be a bit confusing. On the line to lend a hand is Dave Mellis from Intel Australia. G'day, Dave.
G'day, Andy.
Now, back to school, Dave, used to be about, you know, what sort of, you know, pencils you needed and books and that sort of thing. So what are the trends now happening around tablets, notebooks and other connected devices needed for basic schooling?
Yeah, well, that's right, Andy. It's been some quite big changes in terms of the decisions that kids and parents need to make now in terms of what fills the school bag. And none of it is particularly trivial. You've got a range of tablets now from devices that are aimed at just consuming content to those that almost come up to being a PC replacement. And then you've got a range of different notebooks and ultrabooks now, which provide a range of performance, of weight requirements, robustness, et cetera, et cetera. So a lot to think about for parents and kids.
Right. And now for parents who maybe have kids requiring these sort of devices to take to school for the first time, so is there much confusion, do you find, over what exactly they need?
Yes, I think there is, and partly because technology is so prevalent now that everybody's using it. Everybody has a view on what is their preferred device and their preferred applications, etc., etc. So the more voices you have out there providing advice, the more confusing it does get. But there are some basics that I think parents should remind themselves of as the cornerstone when criteria when selecting a device for their children, and that is that they want something that has a reasonable level of performance to give them a good smooth experience and a responsive experience when using the device in the classroom or at home. They want to, because it's a highly mobile environment in the school, you want to give some good consideration to battery life. Most of the tablets have good battery life, and you also have devices such as ultrabooks now, which have extraordinary battery life in that clamshell form factor. And then weight. You look at some of these little kids carrying around their big backpacks.
Yeah.
And if you had to put in a 3-kilo device into the back of that, the poor little guys and girls would just keel over, I think. So, weight is something I think is quite important when I think about my kids going to school.
So I'm thinking that maybe if a new laptop for school maybe wouldn't be the, I don't want to single out any particular device, but for an example, the latest Alienware gaming laptop perhaps won't be appropriate, because those things tend to be, desktop replacements and quite heavy.
Yeah.
You've got to look at a device that has performance but also has a reasonable weight to it.
Correct, absolutely, yeah. And fortunately now, one of the key trends driving through the industry is highly mobile, lightweight and reasonably robust devices.
And what about these devices? You get a new laptop and you've got the right one for school. What about looking after it, so it lasts the school year? Any tips there?
Yeah, well, there's some things that you should probably consider in the purchase process there for the longevity of the device, and particularly given the environment that the device is going to find itself in day to day, travelling, in backpacks, in a bus, and then in the schoolyard, and then back home again. And this is part of leading into your question of device protection. One consideration here is solid state drives, and that's probably just a term that's going to confuse most parents again, but simply put, that's just a drive that has no moving parts, and what that means is that you can drop the device and it's very difficult for the data to be corrupted, whereas in existing normal hard drives that you find in PCs prior to the last couple of years, if you drop the device, there'd be a high probability that you would corrupt most of the data on it.
Right.
So solid-state drives keep put a level of robustness and battery life into your device that would help with that longevity. Then, of course, with most of these devices being quite slim, there's a whole range of protective cases available now that would be very worthwhile investing. It's all fine having a strong laptop case, but if you crack the screen, that makes the device unusable. So having a good case is very important, particularly if you're in the tablet form factor.
Going back to speaking about performance, obviously Intel offers various processors at different levels of performance. Can you recommend a resource to help buyers make that decision when buying a new computer in terms of performance?
Absolutely. If parents would like to go to intel.com.au, when they land on that page, they'll see an area right in the middle of the page there where they can learn, choose, and buy devices, and they'll see a range of devices appropriate for school kids from a range of manufacturers there.
Excellent. Dave Mellors from Intel Australia, thanks for joining me on Tech Daily.
Thanks very much, Andy. A pleasure.